The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Former RTÉ broadcaster Joe Duffy has called on the government to introduce new laws that would give Gardaí unprecedented powers to seize people's mobile phones on a hunch without the need for a search warrant, making the point that while phones have dramatically changed throughout the years, our phone laws have not. And Dr. Elizabeth Farries, director at UCD Centre for Digital Policy, joins us now. Good evening to you, Elizabeth. Clearly our phone laws have been in place for quite a long time and phones have changed relatively dramatically, I would say, over the last couple of decades. I think I got my first mobile phone in 1998. But are our laws behind the curve in terms of dealing with phones, particularly phones being used by criminals?
Hi, thanks for having me. I would say that this is a perplexing ask. Irish law already gives the Gardaí significant search powers, but not on the basis of a hunch alone. The criminal process makes it very clear. Just because police can access more information by taking someone's phone on the street or in a shop doesn't automatically mean that they should. The legal standard has consistently been objective grounds such as reasonable suspicion or judicial authorization, and abandoning that threshold for some sort of Gardaí intuition law, I think, would represent a significant shift in the balance between policing on the one hand, but also between the civil liberties that protect us all.
Yeah, there's a battle there, isn't there, between security and privacy. You mentioned that guards are allowed to take people's phones based on reasonable suspicion. Is reasonable suspicion, is there a criteria for what you have to reach in order for it to be said to be reasonable suspicion?
Yeah, and absolutely. And so it's not clear to me why they're saying that this law is outdated. There's two forms of law. There's legislation, and there's also the court's interpretation of the legislation. And we have case law as recent as 2025, and it makes it very clear that our digital devices receive very strong legal protection, and that the courts endorse very careful limits on the guards' digital search powers.
Okay, so there is legislation, and indeed there is the courts as well. I know many people, and they probably won't fully understand it, but many people will have heard that the Graham Dwyer case, that obviously there were challenges made by Dwyer around the use of his own phone records and various European laws were quoted, etc. Where do we stand on things like that now in the wake of the challenges brought by Graham Dwyer?
Well, let's say in that really awful case, mm-hmm. say that there was a hunch from police that motivated the access to Graham Dwyer's phone. And of course, so what that illustrates is that there will be these cases where a police officer's instinct turns out to be right. But we have to remember that police can also get it really, really wrong too. And the criminal justice system isn't designed around the cases where intuition succeeds. It's designed to protect everyone, including innocent people, from this arbitrary state power. Like, Ireland isn't Russia. And that's why we require these objective standards like reasonable suspicion rather than a hunch.
Okay, so just on that note, Elizabeth, if that case was run again, would the guards and would the prosecution be able to use his phone records in the same way?
Well, that was in relation to metadata access rather than a guard approaching someone on the
street.
Sure, no,
absolutely.
And breaking it. The guards enforced, they exercised their power under a law that has now been found illegal, according to EU case law. So that case specifically would go very differently. But what we're talking about here is this idea of guards having to manage all these powerful new phones and just being able to sort of look at someone and make a decision whether or not they
sure.
can go in there and access it.
And maybe you've been very, I think, clear for people listening on all of that. But maybe lastly, on that metadata situation, you were saying that information was found under a law that's been found to be illegal. Should that be changed in terms of our laws then in that case? Because I think many people would be glad that Graham Dwyer was caught and indeed convicted.
I do think that there should be a change of focus here in terms of the call from Joe Duffy. And so I have a friend who works with at-risk youths. And she wonders why the focus isn't on directing attention to the housing and mental health crisis, as opposed to increasing policing surveillance powers sort of broadly. And who will be harmed by this sort of guardy intuition law, she wonders. It certainly wouldn't be the organized criminals who have burner phones at the ready. Rather, it's going to be the more vulnerable populations, again, the folks with the mental health crises, et cetera, populations that already tend to be historically over-policed. So we have to think about cause and effect, and we have to remember that even though it's sort of a grand proposal, there are very sophisticated criminal law processes in place that I think would prevent any sort of guardy hunch law coming to fruition in the near future.
Look, thank you very much for joining us, Elizabeth. That's Dr. Elizabeth Farries, their director at UCD Centre of Digital Policy.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.